Welcome back, late bloomers. Welcome if you're new. My name is Tom.
I am Gene.
And welcome to Late Bloomer, Tom and Gene. Now, this is a fun one because this is our New Year's Eve special.
Yep.
And the reason why it's exciting is because 2020 is fucking done.
Yep.
This year sucked. I'm done. I'm had it.
2020 has been the worst year ever. Remember at the beginning of the year, everyone was like, yo, 2020 vision, dog.
Clear vision, bro. I can see perfect. I know exactly where I'm going.
That's right, baby.
I'm going to kill everything. And then you're like, no.
Nope,
you're going to stay inside all year.
Yep.
Actually, that's exactly what you're going to
do. But if you decided, you know, you might want to celebrate for New Year's Eve. We're not judging you.
No.
It is what it is, right?
We get it. We get it.
Or maybe you live in Florida or Texas.
Or Tulum.
Right? Or Tulum, right?
Everyone's going to.
Exactly. So you might, you know, live in those places and you might party. You might go to a party. You live in LA and you decide to fly out there.
Yes. And if you have any sort of gathering whatsoever and there's going to be some singles there and you're single, this is the episode for you. Because before we get to 2021, we got to worry about tonight.
Yep.
Tonight is New Year's Eve. And what's everyone's main goal on New Year's Eve, usually?
Getting a midnight kiss.
Got to get that midnight
kiss.
Has to be. 11:59, you better be ready.
Yep, yep, okay? Yep, exactly.
So let's get into it. First step on finding that New Year's Eve kiss is, what do you think, before? Just getting ready.
Assuming you're going to kiss someone.
I hope so, yeah.
Then you got to make sure your breath is fresh. You got to make sure you smell good. You got to make sure you look good, right?
Okay.
You got to go into the night being confident.
Yes.
So that you can get that New Year's
kiss. And New Year's
Eve
parties are typically like masquerades.
Right,
classy,
right. Girls are dressed
flashy,
up, like glittery dresses, stuff. Like, yeah, exactly. All exactly. Right. Chances are you're going to show up in a nice sport coat or you're going to show up at least in a button down. Something like that,
something
right?
Something good.
Exactly.
So, yep. Get your hygiene on point. Get your style on point. You're ready to go. Number one advice that we give right away is you have to show up early. If you show up to a New Year's Eve party at 11:30, good luck. That shit gets tough. We'll tell you what to do at the, like, a last minute.
What do you think, Tom? What time is a good time to show up?
I would say, well, depending on when they want people over, but I would say no later than 10, 9:30, 10. 10's pushing it.
Okay.
For the sole reason is, like, when you walk in and you see groups of singles, you want to know that you have time to talk to them, get to know them, make sure they're not kissing a random stranger.
Right.
And then the kiss won't seem as bad, right?
That's kind of the idea. Exactly.
What do you think? You agree with no later than 10?
Yeah, you got to show up early. You got to meet everyone, and then you got to plant the seed,
right?
To know, okay, I'm interested in this girl. This girl's cute. This girl could be possibly a plan B if plan A doesn't work out.
So when you walk into the room, scan the room, and it's pretty easy to identify the couples and the not for this kind of night, you know. And so you're gonna have groups of singles and groups of taken ones, and identify of the single ones, who are the, if you were to make a list, I want, number one, I want that girl in the blue dress. Number two, whatever, right? So I want you to prioritize that. And like, okay, if the blue dress is number one, I'm going to start like talking to those who are plan B, like what Gene said. So get social, get in a fun, high energy mood. And then when you start getting that nice energy flowing, you then go hop over to the blue dress and you get to know her all night.
Right.
Scan the room to see who's available first.
Okay, so maybe the first hour or so you spend, you know, mingling with everyone, getting to know everyone.
No more than an hour. Then maybe go 9:30 to 10:30, you mingle for an hour. 10:30 to 11, you start locking in with the ones that you really want.
Okay, so 11 rolls around, you lock in.
Right. 11 rolls around, you lock in, you get to know her friends, you joke, you have a great energy. And I want you to always keep in mind as you throughout this entire night is the girls probably want that midnight kiss more than you.
Right.
And
because girls talk about it.
Oh, they're planning. They're
going to the bathroom together. Six of them.
Yeah.
You know, going to the bathroom together to pee.
Yeah.
And they're talking about, all right, you want to kiss Jeffrey? All right, I want to kiss George. They're talking
I'll
about
take
that
Mark,
shit.
You take Jim, right?
Exactly.
Everyone's pairing.
The fucking most generic white name.
Like one
you
syllable.
Take Jim and Mari.
Tom, apparently. So number one is keep in mind that they have more social pressure to kiss somebody at midnight than probably us guys do. Because we're like, we're going to drink, we're going to talk to some girls, wherever the night goes. If I get laid, great. If I kiss, great. Whatever.
Exactly.
Not a big deal.
New Year's is the one time of the year where the girl has more pressure, acceptance, whatever, to kiss someone.
Right.
Typically, girls are like, no PDA. You know,
don't look at me.
You know, I'm not a whore.
Yeah.
Like, I'm good. Like, I'm good. Catholic.
I have a boyfriend that doesn't exist.
I am Catholic, right?
Yes,
I never suck dick, ever.
Except one time. Captain of the football team.
Right? Right? Exactly.
Right.
This night, it's like, Sarah, you have to get a midnight New Year's kiss.
We all are. Jenny's got it. Stephanie's got it. Right. I think more generic way. Jenny, Stephanie,
yeah,
Katie.
Aubrey, Audrey, you know, like, Tana, Corinna.
Manna. All right, that's
Manna,
not a
we
got to
get you a Manna tonight.
Let's get a Manna tonight. Let's
no,
go.
No, but real talk, yeah. Right? This is the one time where girls, it's like socially acceptable. It's actually encouraged that they get a midnight kiss.
Because you see all the countdowns in New York and Dick Clark's Rockin' Eve and they're all gathered and you see the big ball drop.
So the ball drops. Keep in mind. See on TV that everyone wants to make out or everyone is making out.
Because what's going to happen at 11:59 at midnight is all you guys are going to be holding champagne. Everyone's going to go, 3, 2, 1. And then they're going to pucker up. And you're going to be sitting there going, puckering up with your champagne glass. And go, this is a good start to the year. I'm going to make out with my champagne.
Right, right, right.
So we want to get you to make sure it's not a glass of champagne. It's a human being. So that's what this episode's about.
Right. Okay, so 11:45 rolls around. Right. What's going through your mind?
Let's say, first off, if you're locked in with that blue dress, you stay in there. Because, by the way, she knows what's going on. She knows the time. She's aware of the situation. She's not going to lose track of everything. She didn't hear everyone go, 5 more minutes. So she still stays with you after the 5-minute mark. You're in a really, really good spot.
Right, right, right.
And then if you don't know what to say, you don't really know what to do, what I've done in the past is I've done the classic, like, you know, I don't have a New Year's kiss tonight. It looks like you don't either. Let's kiss each other at midnight. And if you say that in a very non-reactive way, she'll be like, all right, cool. Sounds good. Whatever. No big deal. We've been talking. This guy's cool. He's normal. He's not going to be weird after I kiss him.
Okay.
It's normal.
Okay. 7:45 rolls around. Yeah. What I'm typically focused on is I'm focused on the girl that I want to kiss at midnight. Right.
Right. Right.
So I'm buying myself some time with her. Hey, let's go grab a drink. Hey, let's watch a 15-minute YouTube video.
14 and 59 seconds.
Yep. YouTube video. Oh, the video ended. Right.
That's a great
so
way.
So that's typically, you know, what I do. Right. Right. But let's say it's 11:59. And you still
holding your champagne glass.
Your plan A, your plan B, your plan C.
Yeah.
All have guys.
They're all paired up. Everyone's
They're all paired up.
Up. Everyone's paired up.
Who are you or what are you doing to get your kiss?
I mean, you have a good Hail Mary strategy, and I just take yours. Is you just got to go, hey, I got nobody. You got nobody. Let's kiss at midnight. That's it. And
The important thing I want to emphasize here, though, is that it's important. It's not like a platonic, like, friend, like, hey,
family member.
I need a kiss. You need a kiss. Like, no, not like that. What I would actually just say, hey, like, I actually think you're really cute.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I wanted to talk to, even though she's like your plan D, right?
D at that point. Yeah.
And plan Z. And then, hey, I want to talk to you earlier.
Yeah.
But we're here now. You know, it's 10, 9,
we're already here. Let me grab
7,
it.
6, boom, right? All right, so now you're going in for the kiss.
Right, right.
What? How do you approach this kiss?
And I think you kind of alluded to it a little bit. If I'm talking to the one who I really want, like the blue dress one, I'm going to make sure it's a good one. I got chapstick. I got a mint ready to go. It's gonna be good. And I'm going to stick in there a little longer because I feel like the Hail Mary ones, be a little harder to kind of like stay in there. Add any tongue if you even want to do a tongue on a New Year's kiss. But if you want to go more than a peck.
On the New Year's kiss.
Okay, that's great. Visual for our audio right there. If you want to go longer than the peck, you're going to need more time. But if she's like, oh, you're cute too, then we'll just like kind of like do a quick makeout. Right? And would you ever go tongue on a New Year's kiss?
Absolutely.
He went tongue on the microphone. It's not even...
Absolutely. Because like I was saying earlier, what point is there of even getting a New Year's kiss if it's like...
It's like a social check.
Right?
Like, done, did it, everyone else did
right.
it.
Right,
so
like
did
that's
it.
Stupid. Yeah. Like, what point is there? Like, I'm not here to be your fucking fifth grade participation trophy. Like, what the fuck is this bullshit, right?
Right, right.
If you're going to do it, you need to kiss someone you're interested in.
100%.
You know, someone that you would actually want to hang out with past midnight.
You're looking forward to it. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. We frame it as a midnight kiss.
Yeah.
But what it really is a girl that you're interested in at a party and hanging out with her and getting to know her past
because
that.
She obviously,
for the girl, it might actually literally be just a midnight kiss.
But the more you talk to her after the kiss, it's like, wait, he's actually cool. He's a good kisser.
Right.
He seems normal.
Right.
Funny,
right.
Whatever.
Exactly. So I would approach it with mouth a little bit open. Right? Not in like awkward like way, right? Yeah. But like mouth a little bit open.
Okay.
And don't do the pull it back,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
If the girl does that, you already know. Okay, this
are
girl
you grabbing
is
butt?
No.
No, just really good.
You're like grabbing her tits. Yeah. Hey, I know we just met, but like
three, 2, 1. Grab the ass. Okay. Okay, so you
right. No, but actually, you're gonna go in, you're gonna stay in there, you're gonna, you know, maybe peep your little tongue in there real quickly.
Is that
you
know, what you call
see
it?
How, yeah. See how she reacts, right? If she's like, no, fuck no, she pulls it back, all right, you know, okay, she's not really interested.
Yeah, it's a quick thing.
Exactly. Right. But if she is receptive, then, you know, you keep it going.
Right, right. Okay, so let's just say that's a great way to see how well you did. If she sticks around after the kiss, you just use that kiss as, like, a way to kind of, like, get her more interested in you. And you want her to stay with you longer that night. Because maybe you can bring in 2021 getting laid, bro. Like, that would be awesome, rather than just, like, a little peck. So that would be a great way to start of the year. Get laid or have a really good date set up for the next week. She's going to love that. It could be like one of her big goals for the year is to meet a cool guy. It's usually on every girl's list, I'm assuming. I'm going to meet a lame dude this year. That's my goal.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
So you kind of just use this kiss. It's a very social thing to do. Her friends are around. Everyone's paired up. It's kind of a cool event. So just kind of use that to keep going.
Yeah. I definitely agree.
Yeah. Let us know what you guys, your success and your fails for New Year's kisses have been. We'd love to hear it. You can DM me on Instagram at Tom_CarlsonC.
I'm GW Park.
Thanks, guys, so much. Make sure to like, comment, subscribe, share. We really appreciate it. We'll see you next time.
Peace.
Happy
New Year.